GSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
I'll be the therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Get lost in my body and pretend that nothing is wrong.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories, this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's your next hour of commentary and music.
But we just need one night off to apply that good pressure.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. Thank God, I've never sinned ever in my entire life. My name is Leslie.
Like Roy Mustaine, I'm completely useless in the rain and also in any sort of weather. I'm Jade.
Well, good thing it's sunny today.
I mean, I did say any sort of weather, so I am also useless in sunny weather.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I misheard you. I thought you said, and also in leather.
Oh, I see.
I did think it was a little bit weird, but now I don't. So there's that.
Maybe I will be useless in leather. We're just going to have to find out.
You got a good piece of ethical leather you can give Jade. Hit us up. DMs. We're at Typically Tuesday on Instagram. So let's hop right into it. How have you been, Jade?
I have been. I think that's all I can say about that subject. I have been. I'm existing. I have been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately. Eating food, sleeping, working. Nothing really new. Trying to avoid getting COVID. It's starting to feel like I'm being hunted down. All my friends are getting COVID one by one, and I'm like the last man standing.
Oh my God.
It's a fun feeling.
Yeah, that sounds very intense. And I empathize with you on that. It is not a good time to be anybody who leaves the house at this point in time, nor anybody at all for that matter.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you. I am sending you well wishes and warm wishes as well, and health wishes. I do have to say, when you said that you have been, I was first time watching Rocky Horror Picture Show, just waiting for that drop. That establishes kind of a power dynamic between us. Kind of. Speaking of power.
Okay, let's get right into it.
Today we're going to be talking about Fullmetal Alchemist, because it's something that, Jade, you grew up getting into, and it's something that I've only gotten into in the past couple of months. And I think we can both agree that it's pretty good. It's like very good compared to a lot of other stuff out there. And we're just going to share
some thoughts. I love how vague that is. It's good compared to some other stuff out there. Just like any other stuff. It's good compared to the garbage. It's good compared to global warming. It's
good. Well, I also would like to leave our listener trembling with anticipation.
Oh, God. Are we really going there?
So what's on the music menu today?
I'm waiting for you to finish.
No, let's just get started.
Okay. We have a pretty fun playlist. I was in a good mood when I was making this, which is rare for a Saturday afternoon because I just get off of work. But the weather was nice, so I made this kind of light, fun indie playlist. I think the theme is like going to the beach with your friends. It's sunny and a little bit breezy and a little bit cold. And I'm in a French mood too. So everything is like pretty much like 90% of the songs are in French. Yeah.
Patient.
Oh my God. There we go.
Full Metal Alchemist.
J'étais parti sur la West Coast. Tous mes friends étaient en casse pace. Pas de copilote comme Jay Scott. J'étais dans le fond des crans de window.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Full Metal Alchemist. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. Today we are talking about Full Metal Alchemist, the manga slash anime series written and illustrated originally by Hiromu Arakawa. And it is a series that is
good, better than other things.
Yeah, it is better than other things. Do you want to give like a really quick rundown of what the story is about?
Oh my God, it has been over like 6 years since I've consumed any Fullmetal Alchemist media. I don't even know where to begin. How to give this rundown instead? In an alternate universe where alchemy exists and it's kind of like a thing, it's scientific magic practice by a section of the population that have the gift for it. And it follows the story of two brothers, Alphonse and Edward Elric, who are looking for the are they looking for the Philosopher's Stone? I don't even remember if that's the plot. Is that what they're looking? Is that what they're looking for?
Yes.
So okay, it follows two brothers, Alphonse and Edward. I think they're like 13. I think Edward's 14. Yeah. Alphonse is like a baby. He's preteens. Run around, they journey across the country looking for something called the Philosopher's Stone, which is kind of like a golden grail for alchemists. And they are looking for it because they want to bring their dead mother back and also bring Alphonse's body back, which he lost in a horrific alchemy accident. Is that the plot?
I think that's pretty close. You have a very good memory.
I'm glad I remember this much. This is like the very basic. And throughout their journey, they discover many things like state violence, genocide, and other things. A family drama, love, the seven deadly sins in humanoid form. History, illness, allegories, dogs, all kinds of different dogs.
Yes, actually all kinds of different dogs.
All kinds of different dogs. I feel like that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I think that's it. That's the story.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So it's set in a fictional country called Amestris, and alchemy is a practiced science. Those who practice alchemy become state alchemists who work for the government. And they're automatically given the rank of major in the military. So alchemists, whenever they do their practice, whenever they do their magic, they have to provide something of equivalent value in accordance with this thing in the philosophy of alchemy called the law of equivalent exchange. And alchemists are just not allowed to transmute humans and gold. So when Alphonse and Edward lose their mother, they try to transmute a human, basically. They try to bring her back from the dead. And that's how Alphonse loses his body and also how Ed loses one of his limbs. In order to bring back Al's soul.
Two of his limbs.
Well, he brings back Al's soul by
doing
away with another limb. Why did I say doing away? That sounds so terrible.
Just gonna casually chop this off now.
Herc? But yeah, he gets rid of a... you just need to not use words. He transmutes another limb and brings back the soul of his brother. And then they try to find the Philosopher's Stone to bring back Al's entire body. During their journey, Ed is appointed as a state alchemist. It gives him a lot of access to like certain sciences and knowledge about alchemy. But at the same time, it means that he also has to kind of be, and this is something that's used, kind of like a phrase like that's used.
A dog of the state.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that much.
And yeah, basically you're right, Jade. The rest of it is about them basically discovering genocide and human sacrifice, war crimes. It's a very...
I like how you like chuckled before saying genocide.
Yeah, but it's a very intense story. And interestingly enough, it was marketed and targeted towards young boys between the ages of like basically 8 and 16. So that's a little bit about Fullmetal Alchemist. What got you into the story, Jade?
That's a really good question, because we had this discussion off air, and I was trying to think why I was particularly enamored with this story. I first started watching Fullmetal Alchemist, which was the first anime. So it's originally it was a manga, and then it was made into an anime before the manga was finished. And then they made another anime called Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is more faithful to the manga. So I first started watching Fullmetal Alchemist the first. Is there a name for the first one? Because I know that people call Brotherhood.
I think it's just
I guess so. Just FMA the anime. During a time when. I think this is like mid to late Y2K when North American children's media were really getting into importing anime. This was when I remember watching a lot of stuff like Pokemon. Dragon Ball was on YTV a lot. Inuyasha was pretty big. Actually, I learned English watching Inuyasha with captions. So that's always like a fond memory. And also a funny story, because so in Inuyasha, which is a series about a young girl who travels back in time through a well into feudal Japan, where demons and monsters exist. And the overarching plot of the story is that they're trying to find something called a sacred jewel, which had shattered into many pieces throughout feudal Japan. For the longest time, because I was reading the captions to learn English and I was mildly dyslexic, I thought it was the scared jewels. for years, I would call it the scared jewels. Anyways, Y2K, anime, anime abound. And I remember pretty distinctly that in like, for their later shows, which were aimed for a more mature teenage audience, would play anime with a little bit more mature themes. So they would play Fullmetal Alchemist. I remember them playing Gundam Seed, Ghost in the Shell. I can't remember what else. I don't think I've ever watched Ghost in the Shell. The Ghost in the Shell. And I think my parents thought it was a little bit too much for me at the time. I was like 9 years old. But I did watch a lot of Fullmetal Alchemist and I really enjoyed it. And at the same time, I was reading this series. I think I was really into the idea of alchemy. And I was reading a series called The Alchemist, which is, I can't even explain it. It's so much. It's like an urban fantasy novel about immortals and monsters and gods and goddesses and alternate universes. But the titular alchemist in the series is Nicholas Flamel, who is a historical figure. He was an alchemist, allegedly an alchemist who created the Philosopher's Stone. So that was the connection there. I was reading about the creator of the Philosopher's Stone, and I was watching this series where the protagonists were looking for the Philosopher's Stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alchemy. Heck alchemy. Yeah. How did you get into Fullmetal Alchemist?
Good question. I knew about Fullmetal Alchemist as a wee little babe, as a child in elementary school. I had a friend who was really into it. And it was also, I think, through that YTV Friday late night programming that she got into it. But for whatever reason, I was just not always very interested in it. I think later on in high school, there was a period of time when I was going to the local library more often. They had really added to their graphic novel and manga collection, and Fullmetal Alchemist was at my local library. And they would not have all the volumes in order because other people obviously take them home to read. So one time I was like, okay, I'm just gonna check out Fullmetal Alchemist. And I borrowed volume 3, maybe volume 15, and then volume 27, which is the last one in the series, because that was all they had. And it was like really it was really gory. I think in volume 15, one of the characters like amputates her own arm. I couldn't take it, so I didn't keep reading.
I'm kind of obsessed with like your version of media consumption. I think I want to start doing that, where I just like pick out random volumes of manga and just read it and see if I like it or not.
I did what had to be done. There was nothing else there.
I think I want to do this with JoJo.
Yeah, so I read Full Metal Alchemist a little bit, and I knew about it a little bit before reading the manga, or reading what I could of the manga. And then a few months ago, I was at my local secondhand bookstore, and they had volume 2. It was like $5. And I'm adding a little bit more to my comic collection. And in the same vein of like me borrowing 3 random volumes of Full Metal Alchemist from the library, I just bought volume 2. And that's the volume where they introduce chimeras.
Ah, yes.
And it was
a great way to start reading Full Metal Alchemist. Like, yeah. Dive right into the saddest plot, saddest plot line of the story.
It is such a messed up arc, but it's such a messed up arc, but going back to read volume 1 after reading volume 2, it is a great catalyst for the rest of the story. But anyways, it was so messed up that I just got really interested. And so I read the rest of it. And
sounds awful, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. I do not like to experience joy nor happiness. And I was really impressed, basically, I think, by the level of like intensity and kind of like commentary on social politics and national politics and identity, and also science and knowledge that is in FMA. And I'll be really honest and say, like, I think that's a really great thing about the series. But I sometimes find the way that it's marketed to be very distracting. But maybe we should revisit that when we take a music break, or after we take a music break.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's play some more tunes.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's a good question. We're
Necking. That's a question.
We're a band.
We're Necking.
There's older than me.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
La main que je trouvais si belle, la main. tu lacs, moins tu vois les étoiles. Les mêmes qui puent dans tes yeux, les mêmes qui avaient dans les miens quand on se regardait, c'était beau. J'étais juste trop con, j'ai frappé un mur. Ma gueule contre le béton, mon cœur quand elle est passé au travers.
Full Metal Alchemist. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. We're talking about Fullmetal Alchemist today, which was first a manga series written by Hiromu Arakawa, later on adapted into an anime called Fullmetal Alchemist. And then when the manga ended, the story was adapted to yet again another anime called Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is a little bit more faithful to the original comic than the first anime was. Last time we left off, we were talking about how we got into Fullmetal Alchemist, and I talked a little bit about, I guess I hinted a little bit to one of my pet peeves about my experience reading Fullmetal Alchemist. One of the things that I really dislike about Fullmetal Alchemist is that I almost don't think it should have been marketed as like a shonen manga series. Like, it would have made more sense to me if it was like a seinen manga series, because the tone of it is so heavy, and the visuals in the manga are also like, they're very dark, like literally very, very dark. I hate how like every other panel or page you have somebody who's making a comment about Ed's height, and then Ed has to like go on an entire tirade about like how he doesn't like being called short. I found that kind of annoying. That was my biggest thing about reading the manga, and then also later on watching Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I understand the need to balance the lightness with the heavy subject matter, but I also just question that it was why it was written specifically for very young people in mind, I guess. I don't know. That was kind of one of my things.
Okay, so I think it's really funny that your like grievance is the exact opposite of this one tweet that went viral a few months ago when Dune came out. It was like this this author saying that Dune sucked because I had no jokes in it. Except polar opposite energy.
I like some of the humor in it is fine, but I just found it really annoying that it happened so often. It would be like I would read three pages of exposition about like the history of the Philosopher's Stone or something, and then somebody would be like, "Yeah, but you know, what does Shorty over here know or whatever?" And then you had like half a page of Ed being like, "I'm not short," and that happened really often. So I didn't like, I didn't necessarily like that about it.
I guess I guess that's really kind of like the shonen audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do need those gags very often to keep 9-year-old boys interested in the series. I don't know. Maybe I should revisit the manga, because I